He's a really, what we try to do in each area is to get a, try to get at least one guy sort of like him. Like he finished the seventh grade, and that was it. And mm-hmm. it's reasonably clear it didn't make too much of an impression on him.
Now let's see, who else did you interview over there?
Yeah, I talked, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. D, both of them. And that's it so far. I'd like to get Mr. I think that would finish it off, unless you can think of anybody else that would really be an obvious person to.
Now, are you sure you have that?
Yeah, you might.
No, I can't. I won't know whether.
Well, you can read which part they are from the editor's note. See if I can find an envelope for that.
Okay.
I told him if he wanted to give you this to get it all ready, and he said yes, he would, and then he didn't do it.
Yeah. Feels like he was doing some other things. Oh, one minor bit of information we didn't get. This is an awkward question to ask, but what year were you born?
1909. Mm-hmm. Oh, that isn't awkward. I say it's nice to be old enough that you don't care if they know how old you are. I can't tell for them.
Well, they are. I think all six parts are in order.
Uh-huh.
And put them on this envelope for you.
Oh, that's great. Do you think there's anything really particular about what we're doing is we're just concentrating here in the northern half of the county. Do you think there's much difference between the northern half and the southern half of Jasper County?
Yes, there is. One difference is that the southern part of the county is a very agricultural
uh-huh.
community.
Well, the whole county is.
We are here too, but there, in the southern part of the county, there's the farms stay in the family. They're handed down more than they are in this area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our land is sandy and wooded, and it's nice for the developers and the realtors and the contractors to parcel it out and build homes and rent them or sell them and bring in new families.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bigger turnover in real estate in
mm-hmm.
the north end because of the kind of soil it is. It isn't all conducive to agriculture like the southern half.
And I guess it's nearer the great urban sprawl.
So we have a big influx of new families moving into the north end of the county,
uh-huh.
which doesn't happen in the central, even, or the southern part.
In the history of the county, is there anything that would differentiate them in the early history of the county? The two halves, or?
Not really at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
when the settlements were made. Not then. But that difference developed as the years.
Mm-hmm. So it's something you think is fairly recent.
Yeah.
Since World War II, or?
Oh, I don't, it'd be hard to tell just when it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this fellow in Indiana.
But it really took a big push forward when I-65 was built.
Oh, I'm sure it did. When was that?
I'd say 10, 12 years or so ago.
Uh-huh.
And that has increased the land values.